But first, it's been nearly 3 years since Phoenix created a road designation to honor the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. When the city added ceremonial signage with the civil rights leader's name along a 13-mile stretch of Broadway Road, many expected King's name to eventually replace Broadway. That hasn't happened, and now one woman's push to get the city to act has council members exploring a potential freeway name.
To me, the dual signage is an offensive reminder that we, as a city, have not moved forward on this.
In her petition, Joanne Scott Woods asked the city to study the feasibility of officially changing Broadway Road to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and to come up with a budget to fund the change within 2 years. Staff reviewed and denied her request. Instead, they recommended she follow the existing process to change a street name. It requires 75% of property owners to agree, and that seemed a bit much to Vice Mayor Laura Pastor. But City Manager Ed Zerker said the process serves a purpose. Listen to this exchange.
And we received a citizen petition, and now we're going to go ask citizen groups to go organize themselves and work the whole Broadway corridor to get 75. I don't know if that's very appropriate in the sense of having citizens, all the work that's going to go into that. I mean, look at what happened to the group homes, and that's 11 months, 12 months.
Mayor, Vice Mayor Pastor, the process as adopted by the council is specifically designed not to be easy, because changing the name of a street, particularly of the Broadway Road from 48th Street to 99th Avenue in Phoenix, is an enormous task.
That stretch of Broadway Road in South Phoenix contains more than 700 commercial parcels and nearly 150 parcels zoned residential. Many contain multiple addresses with various tenants and residents. Getting buy-in from 75% of property owners could take years. That's why Councilman Jim Waring came up with this suggestion.
Put our lobbyists and ourselves to work and so forth, petitioning the state to name the new freeway, South Mountain Freeway, after Dr. King.
The new freeway is expected to open within 3 years, and Waring thinks it could provide a faster route based on the renaming of State Route 51 to Piestewa Freeway in honor of Lori Piestewa. She was the first known American Indian woman to die in combat on foreign soil. A member of the Hopi tribe, Piestewa was killed in Iraq in 2003. Again, here's Councilman Waring.
I cannot remember what the process was, but there was a process and it happened. Yes, and it went quickly. We would find that out. We would let them know. But I think rather than put the onus on the citizen, we would do the heavy lifting. But that is a vote for another day. Today, we're just asking the staff to go find out.
In the end, council directed staff to research how the state names and renames freeways. Council will then decide what to do next.